You just heard Fox News reporting on this horrible shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs over the weekend, which is absolutely terrible. The violence that we see throughout the country, and the president issued a statement yesterday about this senseless violence, and he said, while police had yet to officially name a motive, it was clear that the LGBT plus establishments and individual Americans are facing a wave of renewed hate. The president said, places that are supposed to be safe spaces of acceptance and celebration should never be turned into places of terror and violence. Yet it happens far too often. We must drive out the inequities that contribute to violence against LGBTQI plus people. We cannot and must not tolerate hate, the president said. Today, yet another community in America has been torn apart by gun violence. More families left with an empty chair at the table and holes in their lives that cannot be filled. When will we decide we've had enough? And the president said, we must address the public health epidemic of gun violence in all its forms earlier this year. And this is the same thing the president has said following a number of recent shootings. It's the same thing. He goes, and listen, I'm shocked by the violence too. It's, you'd like to see a stop to this. It's really, really unfortunate. But the president seems to, he's sounding the same note that we have heard from him previously. He said, we must do more. We need to enact an assault weapons ban to get weapons of war off America's streets, the president said. So he has said kind of the same thing following other shootings. On the anniversary of the Parkland shooting, Biden called for a similar ban on weapons of war. At that time, he said, today I'm calling on Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons, so on. Following two shootings last year, Biden made another demand to pass an assault weapons ban. He said at that time, I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save lives in the future. We can ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country once again, he said. Last month, Biden pushed that assault weapons ban again after the shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina. And again, he's pointing to the past. I took historic action to stop gun violence in our nation, including signing the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. But we must do more. We must pass an assault weapons ban. So this is the same thing we have heard from the president following multiple shootings. It's the same thing. And I would love to get your thoughts on it at 336-1320. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435. Get your reaction to the president's comments for an assault weapons ban. And, you know, assault weapons are what we are talking about now. Assault weapons are not what we have seen with the assault weapons of the past, because we have already taken action against assault weapons in the past, right? We've already done that. And we talk about the AR-15, it's a semi-automatic weapon. And for those who don't understand, automatic, semi-automatic, and as we talk about semi-automatic, means you need to depress the trigger every time you wish to fire. So if you'd like to fire the weapon five times, you need to depress the trigger five times. Semi-automatic weapon. And this AR-15, it's a semi-automatic weapon. So we keep talking about assault weapons bans. The president seems to be stuck on this issue of assault weapons bans. And I want to get your reaction to that. I would love to hear from you this morning. 336-1320 if you'd like to join the program. 336-1320. Toll free 800-228-4435. 800-228-4435. And you can drop me an email anytime, greg@kelradio.com. Good morning, Dennis. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's your take on this, Dennis?
Well, first off, as a retired soldier in the United States Army, I'm going to tell you one thing. These are not weapons of war. You take one of these into combat, you're going to get yourself killed, okay? Number two, we didn't have these problems 30, 35 years ago. So it's not the gun. People are going after the wrong thing. Look, these people are disturbed, and they're just going to find another tool. You take the gun away, they'll find another way to hurt people. You know, we need to get to the root of the problem and find out why these people are doing this. It's not the tool that's causing it.
Yeah, and I share your concern because I think there are a lot of things, especially with anger. We see the anger everywhere we look. It's incredible right now. And young men and why people would engage in this kind of behavior. It's I agree. Much deeper issues than just anything we can do legislatively.
Exactly. I remember in high school every pickup truck had a rifle in the back window, every glove box had a pistol in it, and nobody got hurt. You know, it wasn't a big deal. I mean,
right.
During hunting season I kept a shotgun in my locker and nobody cared. You know, now you can't do that because someone's going to get hurt. So there's obviously a deeper problem, and it doesn't have anything to do with the gun itself. You know, these laws that they pass, the only people that they affect are the law-abiding citizen who are not going to hurt anyone.
Right.
The criminal don't, they just
so why
do not care.
Why do you believe the president, it's the same thing as I said, it's the same reaction from the president every time one of these tragedies happens. Why do you believe that he insists on going back to the same thing?
I think he's trying to please his base, and I think it's a virtue signaling. You know, I'm not sure why they're so stuck on this. I don't know why they keep beating it into people's heads that, you know, the tool is so evil. You know, granted, you know, it's convenient for people, but Look at the gentleman that ran through the parade with his car. How many people did he hurt?
Yeah.
You know, a car is just as deadly. We're not going to ban cars.
Yeah, and if you watch any of the trial from that, you watch and you go, this guy is absolutely disturbed.
Exactly. And if you look in China, they had a rash of daycare stabbings, you know, where you know, 20, 30 children are killed with one man with a knife. You know, like I said, they're just finding another way to hurt people. We need to get these people help. We need to identify these people and find a way to get these people help, get them off the street. And you know, I don't know. It's just frustrating because we're going after the tool instead of going after the problem.
Well said, Dennis. I'm so glad you called, my friend. It was great to hear from you. Thank you. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Good morning, Rick. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
Hey.
You know, again, here we are talking about the same subject again, you know, and when's it going to stop? And when do we look at the big picture? And if I believe you said in your monologue at 6 a.m., this kid already had a run-in with law enforcement threatening to have a bomb or something, I believe.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
That should have been red flag enough that any weapon that this kid had should have been taken away until he proved himself worthy to have those weapons back or weapon or whatever he had. So the system failed. We have laws in place. The system failed. The system failed the victims. The system failed the kid. The system failed his parents, you know, and we need to go through and really look at why law enforcement, why the courts did not seize this kid's weapons.
That's and why families? Normal. Why didn't his family do something? You know, you really count on families to speak up when they know something is wrong, and they did not in this case.
Well, and if I could have a quick second, I had my stepson from my former marriage who's still, you know, my kids are still my kids. They're not my stepkids. They're still in my lives. Their own dad walked away from 20 years ago. Well, one of my kids years ago had a breakup. This is probably going on 8 years ago, and he threatened to commit suicide. I have yet to buy my son a gun. He loves to go hunting and shooting, but I have not bought him a gun. I think he's capable now of handling it, but back then, you know, he was pretty torn up over this relationship. And I use the judgment, hey, you know, this kid's 19 years old. He's threatening to commit suicide. You know, I'm not going to get him a gun right now.
Right.
He's 26 years old now. He just turned 26. Totally did a complete 180 change. Great kid, you know, has a family now, family guy, you know, and stuff. But like I said, I still have not bought him a gun as a present or anything like that, just for the main fact of what happened, you know, all those years ago. It's still in the back of my mind. I don't think he would do that anymore, but like I said, it's still in the back of my mind. But why this guy's parents did not, you know, say, you know, you're not going to have a gun right now, you know. Down the road, maybe, but you have to prove yourself. And again, the system failed. The system failed everybody involved. And it's sad. It's just a sad thing that we even have to talk about this yet again.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I agree, Rick. Thanks for your thoughts, my friend. I appreciate it. Phone lines are open at 336-1320, 336-1320, toll free at 800-228-4435. Again, a horrible shooting in Colorado Springs over the weekend with 5 people killed, another 18 injured, and the president over the weekend calling for, again, he's saying we need an assault weapons ban in the wake of the shooting, and we're getting your reaction this morning. Good morning, Mike. You're on, Kello.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, you know, this is the same old rhetoric, you know, over and over again, in my opinion. You know, every time that somebody's out there and there's a mass shooting in there, and then we go and try to outlaw the means of violence. But, you know, this just leads everything to one thing, in my opinion, and that's, you know, you got to get people to start caring about other people, right? You try to separate church and religion, if you will, but church and religion are two different things. Instilling Christianity and love thy neighbor in people is the only way you're really going to stop this thing.
And the world and the country is not very strong on that at the moment, is it, Mike?
It is not. You know, everything that you hear from anybody, it's all about me, 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 and never about the other person. You know, you have to think about the other person first.
Yeah, and, exactly, you know, right. So what do you think, you know, the president going to this, and he's done this repeatedly, kind of the same situation each and every time there's one of these really horrible shootings. I think many of us are honestly devastated when we see what happens. But it's the same reaction from this president and this administration. What's your reaction to that, Mike?
Obviously, you know, they just don't learn, you know, from what's working and what's not working. You know, basically, it's an agenda. You know, they're trying to buy votes, in my opinion, and telling everybody, you know, that, you know, look, I'm doing something, but it's really, like I say, it's buying votes in my mind. But
well, I appreciate your call. It's always good to hear from you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Mike. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. I'd love to hear from you. 336-1320, 336-1320, toll free, 800-228-4435. So a year and a half before this shooting, now over the weekend, a year and a half prior to this, the man at the heart of this shooting threatened his mother with a homemade bomb. This is what Rick was referring to a few moments ago. I was talking about this earlier. So a year and a half before he was arrested for this shooting, he threatened his mother with a homemade bomb, forced neighbors in surrounding homes to evacuate while the bomb squad and crisis negotiators talked him into surrendering. There is no public record that prosecutors move forward with charges as a result of that, or that police or relatives tried to use Colorado's red flag law. The red flag law, remember, is the one that would allow authorities to take his weapons and ammunition that this man's mother says he had. So under the Colorado's red flag law, they would have been able to go ahead and take his weapons and ammunition. But again, you've got to let authorities know, right? You have to let authorities know. And that didn't, apparently, that didn't happen. And you look at that, and this is, you know, as we talk about legislation, there was legislation in place. Repeated legislation, you know, and tools that were there to allow this family to get their guns away from this young man, and for whatever reason, they didn't. You know, how many of those things that we have said, we've got to have this, got to have this, got to have this, put all these things in place, they're there, and then they, you know, this guy evaded the red flag gun law. So it's pretty incredible as you look at it. Let's get your reaction. Aaron, good morning. Thanks for your call.
Good morning, sir.
What's your take on this, Aaron?
You know, I think the president, this going to, you know, his playbook of always gun control, gun control, gun control, it's pretty smart when you think about it from their perspective, because this is an easy kind of win-win for them. They get to look like they're trying to fix a problem while painting their opponents as the bad guys. So for them, it makes a lot of sense. And it comes up just often enough that it scores them political points with their base.
Yeah, I understood. But they seem to be focused on that rather than actually doing anything that's going to result in any kind of meaningful change.
Yeah, so the problem there is that, you know, when they've spent so much time trying to justify and make any and every kind of lifestyle to try to normalize it, it becomes harder to then be able to point at people and say, this person has a problem, because when everyone's letting their freak flags fly, then you're getting into the policing of behavior, and that's something they don't seem to really want to do, and they don't like to judge a whole lot unless it's people who don't like their policy, so it's hard for them to be able to put a finger on, you know, how to fix this, because partially they don't want to, because it kind of goes against the grain of everything they've been promoting with just letting everybody do whatever they want, whenever they want.
I think you lost me in the midst of all that there. You're making connections that I'm not sure that I'm seeing. You know, that this is a horrible situation, what transpired. And the president's knee-jerk reaction is the same one that we have seen repeatedly in the past.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, so I guess what I'm trying to maybe explain a little bit better is just if you sort of give the green light to all kinds of behavior, it's a little tougher then to identify problem areas or want to execute on those problem areas with people that, like in this case, he obviously has something going on and should never have been allowed to be near a gun. It just seems like we've seen this time and again where there's a number of social issues where people don't want to address, you know, some of these problems, because then they might be judging too much and they might be judging lifestyles, because the family dynamic that we're talking about, he has, we're kind of giving them a little bit of credit where they were saying they have a normal family dynamic, but they may not. And if they don't have a normal family dynamic, there may be some uncomfortableness there that they don't want to get into. So it's harder to police. And maybe try to raise
you're hurting my head here. I mean, I understand what you're. It's Yeah, I think you're going way beyond where we're at. Thanks, Aaron, in terms of that conversation this morning. That's quite a deep dive and way beyond the focus of where the president's at and what it is he's pushing for. If you're just joining us this morning, President Joe Biden renewing calls for an assault weapons ban after that shooting in Colorado Springs over the weekend. This was late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And the president said that this was, by the way, the shooting took place at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. And the president said places that are supposed to be safe places of acceptance and celebration should never be turned into places of terror and violence. It happens far too often. And he said, we must drive out the inequities that contribute to violence. And as a result of this, we need to enact an assault weapons ban to get weapons of war off America's streets, the president says. So let's get back to your reaction at 336-1320. We'll start with Buzz. Good morning, Buzz. You're on, Kello.
Morning, Greg. Was having a conversation with some people last week about guns, and the lady that we were talking with, she was like, you know, an AR-15, that's an assault rifle. And I said, you know, is that what you think the AR stands for? And she says, well, yeah, it's an assault rifle, an AR assault rifle 15, right? And I says, no. I said, the AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for a Merlite rifle. I said, and the fact that that assault rifle looks a little bit aggressive to you makes it no difference than a bolt action rifle or any other rifle that came before it. You know, your classic looking rifle. In the wrong hands of anybody, that can become a violent tool. But in itself, they're both the same. There's no difference in them. They both do the same job. You know, if you want to take an assault rifle, you still have to pull the trigger every time, right? It's the same thing with a handgun. You have to pull the trigger every time. The common guy like me and you, we couldn't afford to go out and buy an assault rifle. We could not. They're like $10,000.
Right, right. Yeah, and to have the license then for that, exactly.
Yeah, a common guy is never going to get a rifle like that. And like the one guy said earlier, you know, if he was to take one of these AR that people are talking about into war, he'd be a dead man because that's the truth.
It's right.
We use it. The common guy like me, we use it for hunting. And I'm sorry that it looks aggressive to you. You know, it's like telling me that I should start using a spork instead of a fork because the fork looks aggressive, you know.
Well, and, you know, I'm so glad that you brought that point up because that's really what we're talking about. We are talking about the look of the weapon, not the way it actually works, right?
No, yes, absolutely. People are judging it because it looks aggressive. It does no difference, you know what I mean? And it still comes down to the point of I could bring that gun into you, lay it on your desk, and it'd sit there all day, and it wouldn't do a harm to anybody until somebody came along and picked it up and did something with it.
Right.
And that comes from a person. That comes from a person's heart. And I don't like to push a religious thing on people, but you know what? We need more Jesus in this country, man. That's all there is to it.
Well, no argument from me, Buzz. I appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you so much for your thoughts. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. I would love to hear from you. 336-1320, toll-free, 800-228-4435. Good morning, Steve. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, so, you know, you ask after every shooting, why do they bring this assault weapon ban up? It's because it doesn't have anything to do with the shooting that just happened or preventing any other shootings. It is entirely about disarming the populace. And they, you know, they, Democrats and even Republicans are really good at riding that wave of never let a tragedy go to waste. And they every single time. But yeah, it's not about preventing anything. These guys in Washington don't care about you or me. None of them. It's about what can we do to keep our power.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as you saying that none of the people in Washington care about you and me, but increasingly I understand why you feel that way, that there isn't any kind of legislation that you and I can push that is going to impact when somebody has hatred in their heart. If somebody is mentally ill and engages in this kind of thing, there is no law that we could pass that's going to stop that. You're absolutely right, Steve.
No,
so why does the president go there?
Well, because it's an attempt to disarm the populace. It's the long game. Can we get this one particular gun away? Good. Okay. Now let's go after this gun, and then let's get this magazine taken away. You know, they've played the long game very well. They don't need it all right now. We'll incrementally get it.
Well, I appreciate your perspective. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you, Steve. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Good morning, Josh. You're on Kello.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Happy Monday.
Hey, buddy.
Not so happy weekend.
No, sad news.
Yeah, well, hey, greetings from the great state of New Mexico. We got...
thanks so much for listening out on the road, pal.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the reason why there's so much, there's much more of this stuff going on, and that's what we all have to look at. There's much more violence by young people, young men, and we need to listen to people like our pastors and the worldview that we have, and the faithful. What's different now in our society that wasn't there, let's say, when we were growing up?
And what do you think it is? What are the things that are different now than when you and I were growing up?
Well, a couple of callers have mentioned it already. We need more Jesus in society.
Yep,
but the culture is what's fighting it. The culture around us. Look where this happened. This happened at a gay bar, right?
Yes, gay nightclub.
Tragedy.
Yep.
Nightclub. So here we are. You know, we're allowing all this behavior. We're encouraging. As a matter of fact, you are ostracized nowadays if you say anything against allowing or not celebrating that lifestyle. Oh, you're now being ostracized. But yet, it's the most dysfunctional. And if you read the statistics, what gay people are dealing with, or the relationships, they're just horrible. So we're not addressing the issues. They want to, politicians want to address the surface issues. You know, hey, we're against assault weapons. We're against this. And some, of course, there's a lot of them that are on the right side of it too. And those are, of course, they're in the minority. But we do need more perspective, like wise people like Jordan Peterson, guys that come up with a real analysis of what the society is about. And we will find ourselves looking at a worldviews that are so radically different than what we grew up. We grew up knowing that we would be judged ultimately by God. And that's why there was a fear that we've robbed our children and our society of a fear of God, you know, a fear of judgment. That is something that they all should be instilled in. And from our youth, those of us that had good parents were given that. We're considered old fashioned by this society, but it produced good people. It produced the kind of people that had a conscience. And that's what we're lacking a lot in our society. And it can be, you know, it can be traced back to that. This is just as so many of our problems are. They have a moral base to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. Josh, thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate it. 336-1320 is the Kello hotline. 336-1320, toll free 800-228-4435. We'll We're getting close to break time here. We'll get to more of your thoughts coming up here. We'll take a break. We'll give you a chance to win that $25 gift card from my friends at Tavern 180. The Kello History Quiz is on the way. I'll give you a chance to win that coming up. Then we'll get back to more of your thoughts as we look at what's transpiring. The it's really kind of I look at that as an absolutely a tragic situation that we saw occur at this place over the weekend. And I don't know, I guess I'm not getting as focused on the fact that this took place at a gay nightclub, as some seem to be. I think we have got an issue of immorality in our country that is even rather than pointing at any one segment, we have got an issue of immorality that's going way deeper than that. Because we have seen attacks on churches. We have seen attacks on schools. We have seen attacks on gay nightclubs. We have seen, you know what I mean? So we'll talk about it coming up. Thanks so much for letting me join you. And you're listening to the Greg Belford Show on Kello.